Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, February the 26th, and ending on Sunday, the 3rd of March. And this is going to be all week, the third quarter lunar phase, because we just came off the full moon. And so we are looking at dispensing and dispersing our gifts that we may have discovered we had, things that we know or realized, or things that were lit up by that full moon in Virgo. And one of the things that we may also be doing is releasing some things from our basket, especially because the coming full moon, March 25th, is going to be an eclipse. And I'm just looking to see if I got that date right, because the degree. Yeah, it is the 25th of March. It's also going to be the full moon at 5 of Libra. We have an eclipse. The next lunar eclipse is going to be there. So we've got the issue coming up of relationship and what to do with them, how we're going to be proceeding with them. So as we look at this week coming, we may see some things about where we might change. As I always say, you know, it's not a big surprise unless you're really not paying attention at all, which I have been known to do myself in my lifetime. And then it's like, whoa, how did that happen? But usually there are, like, you know, plenty of warning signs along the way. And it's not just to people. It can be also to situations and things like that. And I think that this is, you know, a time when change will be made on those levels. So, Monday, I should also tell you that we really don't have any other changes coming up this week in terms of planets. They're going to still be in the same sign and directions. We're not going to retrograde yet. So, we're just looking at daily aspects and looking for the best days we can possibly find. So, we do have a relatively good Monday. We are maybe a little drowsy waking up because the moon has been opposed to Neptune until 2:35 a.m. and doesn't enter Libra until 9:29 a.m. all Eastern time are these times. So once it gets into Libra, there's a trine to Pluto in Aquarius until 11:47 a.m. So this is where, you know, some of those conversations or dealings with others, and particularly authorities about future things, can go well. Because the trine is always the ease of flow. But for the speed bump of Mars squaring Jupiter, which comes in at 3:30 a.m. on Tuesday, the moon in Libra is having a very nice aspect ride, because it takes a very long time to get to the next aspect, which is the trine to Mars in Aquarius at 7:51 a.m. on Tuesday. So all of Tuesday, when we look at things in terms of, you know, how or what's the story going to be, ultimately there's a positive flow, once again, for conversations and dialogues and agreements making and stuff like that. But a little less emphasis on this on Monday, again, because of the Mars square Jupiter coming in. And Mars in Aquarius is impassioned about things like equality and independence and freedoms and, you know, the rights of people, things like that. And Jupiter in Taurus can be the fat cat with the cigar holding the purse strings. And so there can be issues that way. So if you want to really get something to move forward without that speed bump, you wait until Tuesday, and then you proceed, because all you have is the moon trine Mars. And then after that, it's at 7:51 a.m. though, of course, after that you get the moon trine Venus at 1:22 p.m. So your morning is good. You get the motivator going early, and you get to make a good connection. And that's until 1:22, as I said. Now we have a void of course Libra moon. It will not enter another sign until late Wednesday, when it moves into Scorpio. So we have a couple of planetary aspects coming in that void of course time. And they're Piscean, because we have the sun in Pisces now, and it joins Mercury, and that you'll feel later on in the evening on Tuesday coming in. 3:43 a.m. on Wednesday Eastern is when it completes. Now, this is a time when the sun and Mercury are together, we identify very much with our thoughts, and they're Piscean, so they are not logical necessarily. They may have some martyr issues or energies that are about, you know, being in fantasy or something like that. But we come right back down to reality as we wake up. That's mainly your dreams. Very interesting ones indeed. But Mercury is in Pisces, and that is going to join Saturn Wednesday morning at 10:08 a.m. So something is, you know, you feel like an obstacle, the news isn't good, you can feel discouraged and unhappy about the way things are. So that's something to just be aware of. You can also get a little more structure into what you're thinking about, though, because Saturn may be helpful in that way. But then the sun in Pisces joins Saturn until 4:25 p.m. And so it seems to be rather a difficult day, unless you're trying to do some work that has a spiritual aspect to it, or fantasy aspect, or a mystical aspect to it, in which case then you may be in the right place with the work you're doing. 4:25 p.m. is when that completes. And again, the moon enters Scorpio not until 10:09 p.m. and goes right for the square to Pluto at 12:33 a.m. on Thursday. And so this is control issues and their maximum. And one is concerned with being in control of shared resources and what other people's values are, while the other is, you know, intensely involved with group dynamics and, again, freedom and unique expressions. But things pick up for the moon in Scorpio after this. When you get up, Mercury will have sextiled Jupiter, so there's some good ideas that are coming in through the dream time. And then that happens while the moon in Scorpio is going to trine Saturn in Pisces until 5:52 p.m. So we have a time to implement something and have good results. And so that's your Thursday. But after the trine to Saturn, we also have the harmony of the lights come in when the moon in Scorpio trines the sun in Pisces until 7:53 p.m. Thursday evening. This is that leap day where you might decide to be the female asking the male to marry you, but in the old custom. But it will go well if you get it in and early enough. Moon in Scorpio, I should also say that this is not just about outer relationships. I mean, we have a better feeling inside while we have harmony of the lights. And, you know, it's all very sensitive and feeling nature when we're with Scorpio and Pisces. And so your hunches and your feelings and how you're expressing are all in alignment. But now, Moon in Scorpio will oppose Jupiter in Taurus until 8:40 p.m. And that is a big difference in values, like just not quite an hour's worth of it, but it's there. So that's not a time to discuss finance. Do not, if you're with somebody else, you won't see eye to eye on things, and nobody will give. Moon in Scorpio, trine Mercury in Pisces until 11:18 p.m., a much better time to talk about things with others and to have that sensitivity to know, you know, to have that psychic feeling about how people will respond and stuff like that, how I should say this, whatever. Moon square Mars in Aquarius after this, so it's late night in Eastern time, after 11:18 p.m. and until 12:08 a.m. on Friday the 1st of March. You have that Mars square. And so this is, again, differences of opinions, but very passionate differences, and not a good time to be in conflict. Now, conflict isn't always a great thing, but sometimes we have an easier time dealing with people that don't agree with us. This is not one of them. The Sun in Pisces is going towards the sextil to Jupiter in Taurus, and that completes at 7:15 a.m. Friday, the 1st of March. Well, it might feel good if you're up before 7:15 Eastern time, and there seems to be some kind of a prospect or some kind of a happy event on the way or helpful event, and it may concern finance, but Moon in Scorpio isn't having a good day on the 1st of March. It is squaring Venus in Aquarius at 8:09 a.m. and opposing Uranus in Taurus until 12:53 p.m. So if you're going to be thinking about, should I be dealing with people at banks and, you know, trying to get something to happen there? No. But in the afternoon, Moon in Scorpio will be trine Neptune in Pisces, and that's from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time all the way through to 2:47 a.m. on Saturday the 2nd. So this is extremely psychic, this energy, if you want to do some divination for yourself or, you know, get a sense of what's happening, or you want to talk to people who may be able to give you the kind of energy and information. This is a great time for that. It's very creative. It can be very spiritual as well. Saturday morning at 8:56 a.m., the void of course, Scorpio moon, enters Sagittarius. And the first aspect is, you know, it's kind of good. It's a sextil to Pluto in Aquarius until 11:20 a.m. Saturday. So get your plans made or embark on your journey. If you're taking some time to be with people and you're going to have an adventure, this is get going early and you'll be fine for the day. You probably won't feel what's coming in because it's not coming in until 4:12 a.m. on Sunday. And that is, the moon is going square Saturn in Pisces. And that's when it's complete. So when you get into the evening hours and you are going for that early morning, in the middle of the night kind of time frame, there can be obstacles that are real out there in the world, or there can be just people who are very negative and feeling a lot of despair, and they can't quite deal with the Sagittarian upbeat, if they happen to be, or, you know, wanting to expand into something more. No, Saturn is saying no. And Venus is squaring Uranus until 8:17 a.m. on Sunday, so some kind of plan is not going well, some financial connect isn't happening. The moon is also, in the meantime, going square the sun in Pisces until 10:23 a.m. So morning energy, not as good. And so it goes. We do enter the fourth quarter phase of the moon with the moon square the sun. And so this is going to be the phase that we find ourselves in next week, fourth quarter, coming into the new moon in Pisces on the 10th, Sunday the 10th, so a week from this entry into the fourth quarter. And at the fourth quarter moment, it becomes important for us to be authentic and have a look with, you know, real eyes at situations and circumstances so that we can now, you know, take steps that may be more appropriate than the ones we've been taking. The moon will support this, the first aspect, that is moon in Sag, sextile Mars in Aquarius until 1:11 p.m. on Sunday. So that's your best daily aspect for the moon. It's not very long, but it's a couple of hours, a little over. So this is where you can, you know, talk about the future, think about expanded ideas, you know, something new that you might want to think about coming into doing as time progresses after, you know, you get past that new moon. And the moon goes on to a square to Mercury in Pisces until 6:39 p.m. So here come your, I don't think so, a little fearful, a little worried, or the moon in Sag is trying to get some points across, and Mercury in Pisces is, you know, deep diving in the bottom of the ocean and, you know, just isn't paying a lot of attention. It can be frustrating for both with that square. But we have a good evening, a good ending for the day in the Eastern time zone while the moon in Sagittarius is going into sextile Venus in Aquarius until 11:01 p.m. Fun, humor, playful. You know, so if you happen to be speaking to people, it'll be a good experience. But once we get past 11:01 p.m., we have the last aspect coming in for this week that we're discussing, and that is the moon's square to Neptune in Pisces. And that won't come in until Monday the 4th at 10:41 a.m. So once again, things are not what they seem. You're over-idealizing, perhaps, very likely, not seeing things realistically, and also the issues of fog, snow, rain. These things can be making particularly long-distance travel difficult for you if you happen to be on the roads. I know here in the Blue Ridge, you know, you can get a lot of really dense fog this time of the year. So be aware. So I would be not choosing to be driving through mountains if you are, you know, very much after 11 o'clock on the Eastern time zone. Well, the week, again, beginning Monday, March 4th, will hold some other energies, and particularly Mercury also will leave Pisces and fly into the fire of Aries. And then the next morning at 5 a.m., the sun and moon come together in Pisces, and we get the new moon in Pisces, 20 degrees. So we'll be talking about those things next time. And maybe some other things are in the blog post, I hope, next week, that will be pointing you in the direction of an online course that I'm doing with Gabriel Moje, who's a famous aromatherapist, who asked me to co-teach with him. We're going to be doing astrology and aromatherapy for healing purposes. And so that's going to be really interesting. We're doing it as a 6-week, 3-hour program that is going to be on Sundays from noon to 3 on the Eastern time zone. Gabriel's out on the West Coast. So that's why. And that could be really, really interesting if you're looking at how do I navigate some of the astrology, both in the world and in my own chart. How can I see the speed bumps for certain types of issues for my body, and what essential oils could I use? And I, of course, am very into the subtle, which is the effects on the mind and the emotions and the spirit, as it relates also very much into the physical manifestation. So hopefully I will have some information I can share with you for next week. And wishing you the best with the week ahead, and I'll say goodbye for now.